Good afternoon, everyone. This is Grizzly907LA, and I'm reporting from behind enemy lines. Today, I am going to talk about a comment battle I got into with this Icelandic whore, this feminazi cunt. And it's one of those deals where I don't have to go looking for stuff to talk about. It comes to me. So this dumb bitch, this feminazi cunt, posted a comment on one of the videos I was commenting on. I was watching the sermon, yes. I know. The grizzly bear watching the sermon, you know, the heavens be still. Well, quite frankly, I watch a wide range of videos and a wide range of topics, even if I don't agree with everything in the video. And this sermon happened to be spot on, so I made a comment about it, and we'll get this fucking parade started. Oh, not that one. I got a lot of screenshots and stuff, so just bear with me here as I look for it. Here we go. There's the first comment I made. I'm a bastard, and I approve everything said in Pastor Anderson's sermon. The single mother's whores are fine. However, it's the children that get punished. Just look up the effects of single motherhood. Children, especially boys, need a dad. These feminazi whores say we don't need a man like a fish needs a bicycle, but those trans fail to realize that kids need their dad. Sadly, I'm never getting married. That dream died a long time ago because American and Americanized women are evil and untrustworthy for the most part. I would have loved to have some kids, but that's just a faded memory now. Marriage is a bad thing for men because of no-fault divorce, meaning it's all his fault. Alimony, child support, and the man-hating family court. So that was the first comment I made. And then, of course, this stupid bitch, and let me see. What's her name? It's Frida Lif... I can't pronounce her fucking name, so I'm going to say it like that. And let's read this dumb bitch's comment. And, of course, I'll paste these screenshots into the video so you can see for yourself. Ha 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 ha, wait, let me get this straight. You say that women not needing men is bullshit, but you still insist on all American women being evil and trustworthy and you're never getting married. Wow, what a fucking hypocrite. Look, I'm Icelandic, and let me tell you something. Icelandic women and Icelandic people are just as bad as the fucking Norwegians are, man. Okay, bottom line, because they share a similar culture, a similar language in the whole Hirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirgirg Oh, look, I'm Icelandic, and first of all, calling your mother a whore should deserve a big slap in the face and a couple kicks in the groin from any woman who ever hears you say that. You know, like, wherever I heard that one before, it's like, you fucking whores need to come up with some new material. Second, we don't hate marriage, but our children are born out of wedlock all the time, and it doesn't mean they don't have a dad you know. Well, if that's when dad is trying to force the woman into having an abortion she doesn't want to have, then yeah, they most likely won't stay in touch with their kids, but that's totally the father's fault. Well, not really. It's not the father's fault. It's the woman's fault for not using protection, trying to trap the man into marriage or paying child support, otherwise known as baby mama maintenance fees. Bottom line is, you know what? Women never want to take responsibility for their actions. And you know what? And if a dad doesn't want to be part of a woman's life unless they're in marriage or they agree to have kids or whatever, then he shouldn't have to be responsible for the child. If a woman tries to trap a man, he should not be forced to be a father or pay child support. That's my opinion. Don't like it. Fuck off and die. So where the fuck am I in this shit? Okay. But that's totally okay. It's unusual for women to keep the father from their children. Wow, you haven't been around a lot lately, have you, fat fucking bitch? From their child. And if they want to be in touch, they usually can. And really, by law, they can. Also, it's a small. And if they can't keep in touch, it's more than likely they will run into their kids some way or another. I'm afraid your scenario, your dad just didn't want to meet you. And well, I can see why. You haven't exactly turned out so great. So it's, of course, the same feminazi cunt, blame and shame, you know, insult tactics. And honestly, you fucking bitches need to come up with some more material. I mean, you know, the material that you fucking cunts spew out is fucking dry. It's drier than your fucking pussies are. So we'll go to the next screenshot. I respond, my mom was not a single mother, you dummy, and my dad lived in the same house that I did the entire time I grew up. Western or westernized women are whores for the most part. They are also responsible for the fall of the West due to the fact that they've sold their men out. Go ahead and try to kick me in the groin and see how fast you hit the ground. Being able to visit dad isn't the same as having him in the home unless he's next door to his children. So, you know, we got one of these fucking feminazi kick-ass bitches that think they're just going to be able to roll up on some fucking guy. Maybe the guys in their country, because, you know what, European men, you know, like, some of them are pretty fucking badass, but most of them are fucking pussies. Like, top dollar, that guy isn't a pussy, but most of these European guys are a bunch of mangina, simp, motherfucking, puss cake, wimps, all right? Me, you try to kick me in the groin, I'm going to stomp your fucking head in regardless of what gender you are. You're not just going to walk up on me and kick me in the nuts. It's not going to happen. But, of course, women have this fucking fantasy land belief that they're just going to be able to kick a guy in the fucking nuts and get away with it, dumb bitch. All right, so we're going to... Here we go again. I'm a bastard. Well, who the hell would have guessed? And I mean, I bet your mom wouldn't like you talking about women that way. She'd probably beat your ass herself. And no, women are not responsible. We have more women in Congress and in politics. We'd be far better off than with those fat cats you have right now. Oh, as a trained kickboxer in the same gym as Gurner Nelson, I'm sure you would be far better off not having any children. I would kick you so hard, you'd go suck on your mama's titty and kick back to your before puberty voice. Well, let me tell you something about the whole myth of women ran the world. Let me tell you something. We wouldn't have a fucking world if women ran the fucking world, okay? Bottom line, if women ran the world, you gotta know something about women. When women are together or they're part of a group, their fucking cycles sync up with each other. They all get PMS at the same time. So I can imagine like one woman leader of a country having PMS and the other having PMS at the same time, and they have a little disagreement, and the next thing you know, the fucking nukes are being launched because they're out of their mind with fucking PMS. End of the world, cockroaches take over.
Game over.
As far as like, you know, I don't give a fuck if my mom doesn't like me talking about women that way, and you know what? The last time she beat my ass was a long time ago, because the last time she laid a hand on me, I was 15 years old, and she never laid a hand on me ever since because I fucking hit her back. So let's get that out of the way. And once again, this, you know, these fucking kick-ass bitches, and I'm going to talk about this at some point in another video, because my mom was one of those kick-ass bitches, and, you know, the only reason she was a kick-ass bitch is because most of the guys didn't want to hit her. But when she ran to a guy that didn't have a problem with smacking her the fuck up, she backed down. And this woman, you know, thinks that she's just going to roll up and kickbox the shit out of me and stomp my face in and all this other fucking crap. You know, it's not going to happen because let me tell you something, sweetheart. Men are stronger. They're bigger. They're faster. They have more endurance. You might get a few good licks in, bitch. But eventually, some guy's going to just put you on the fucking ground and beat your fucking head into a pulp. So if I was you, I'd back that shit off. Okay? Dumb fucking bitch. You know, I didn't think I was going to get this angry, but is it really... I don't think I'm so angry, it's just that I'm sick of this myth of these fucking feminazis, these kick-ass bitches thinking they could just go beat up men without no repercussions. It's asinine. And then this guy Arnie pipes in, and he means well, but he kind of comes off like a puss. And he says, I think you got a good point there. I myself from Iceland is a feminazi country for sure. Fathers have little rights here. Women get away with stuff that they would get a jail sentence for in Denmark. So Iceland really is a feminazi country. Oh, wow. So it's even worse than like Iceland and Norway. Fuck. Glad I don't live in that fucking shithole. So Frida Lifvigurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgurgur account and believes that we should have a Christian leader above all else. What a fucking white trash. Well, yeah, the gender pay gap is fucking bullshit, and it's already been debunked, and I don't feel like going into it, nor do I have the inclination to go into it at a future point down the road. So continuing on with the fuckery. So I kind of dog her out, and I'm like resorting to threats of violence, can't deconstruct my arguments, and then I did can't, enter, understand, enter, normal thinking, enter. And then she does. Then I quote her statement. Oh, and a train kickboxer in the same gym as Gurner Nelson. I'm sure you would be far better off not having any children. I kick you so hard, you go suck on your mama's titties and be kicked back to your before puberty voice. So not even like 5 minutes into this comment battle, and she's already threatening me with violence because she can't deconstruct my arguments. Fucking hole. And I said back to her, Ronda Rousey said the same thing to Floyd Mayweather right before Holly Holm gave her an attitude adjustment. And then I put a little Smacks Frio on the bottom, back to the kitchen, little girl. So now I'm just kind of like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I am just going to troll this bitch and see how fired up I can get her, how far I can pull her chain, how far I can just rile her up and crank that engine. Then I did another comment to Arnie. I said, it's like that in America. Black Pigeon Speaks did a video called Why Women Destroy Civilizations, and Western women are destroying the West. However, they don't realize that they will be called to account at some point, and it's going to be bad news for them. The best thing you could do is never get married or have children unless you use a surrogate, but that's still risky. but not as risky as putting half of your stuff on the table for a 50% shot at happiness. White and westernized women are a cancer because they've been allowed to go unchecked and are in essence empowered children. Stay strong and go MGTOW. So free to lift the gurgen. And she's just a stupid fucking bitch. And yet the men in these fucking countries think women like this are fucking awesome. It's like, dudes, you fucking European men have a taste for fucking shit. She responds, what fucking argument? You have no legitimate argument to suggest that you weren't raised by a single mother. I wrote a lot. You have an answer, but I answered everything you had to say. I thought you were raised by a single mother because you called yourself a bastard. And I answered your nonsensical bullshit about women being responsible for the fall of the West, which is not nonsensical. Which is just about the most whitest thing I've ever heard. So she's a self-hating white bitch. And then she does a little response to my can't understand normal thinker comment. And then she puts, maybe you need to learn how to read dumb fuck. And Rhonda is too cocky for a fight. I don't like her either, but I would sure enjoy beating your face into the ground and fuck up that face more than your mom and dad did. The only reason your mom screamed and cried at birth was because she saw your ugly ass mutt. I guess that's why you're never getting married by choice. So she really thought she got me with that insult. And it's like, if I had a dime, actually, fuck that shit. No. If I had a penny for every time one of these dumb bitches said that shit, I'd be rich. And let's play devil's advocate for a minute, meaning I'm literally advocating for the devil here. And let's just say that I'm some 450-pound, ugly, mutt-faced, just fucking piece of shit that sits in the basement all day, jacks off to anime, and plays video games, which, you know, honestly, it's kind of not like, it's not that bad of a life, really, if you think about it. And does that take away with anything I've said or anything any other MGTOW said about what women have become in the West and in the westernized nations? It doesn't. But this is the only thing they could go to is like, I'm going to beat your fucking face in. I'm going to, you're an ugly, fat, fuck piece of shit that jacks off and plays video games. Because that's all they have. They have nothing else to back it up with. And of course, the simping men, the manginas, the white knights, and the faggots give them a pass on it because they think they're going to sniff that fucking pussy if they kiss these bitches' asses or lick the corn out of their shit. I respond, my mom and dad were never married, hence the term bastard. They lived in the same house, though. Why so angry? You feminazis have gotten everything you wanted. I don't get it. You really need to breathe and calm down, little lady. You'd be much happier if you got married to a man and served him as well as having some kids in a married relationship. You wouldn't beat anything, sweetheart. I love it when immature, spoiled little girls like you throw temper tantrums because you cannot handle the fact that a man is actually standing up to you, unlike the cucks that pass for men in Iceland. Frida responds, ha, 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 ha. You could not stand up for any woman there because you're a fucking loser. Okay, here we go again. You say you chose not to marry, but in the fact, no woman even wants to fuck you. I might marry someday, but my career comes first. Ha, 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 fuck, stupid bitch. Okay, I'm a pilot, and while I'm collecting hours to settle in for a more secure job in place, I'm not looking for a man to spend the rest of my life with. And, God, no, I don't want kids. Kids are god-awful, and I'm going to stay on the birth control pill until I can't have babies, and if I get knocked up, I'm going to abort it. But you Christian idiots wouldn't understand that. No, because you want to bomb abortion clinics, you crazy bastards. And the fact that you think that I wouldn't be able to kick your ass in shows how huge your ego is and how tiny your dick is. Oh, now we got the little dick comment coming in. You know, always got to have the little dick comment coming in. And let's see here. I quoted her. We'll see how you feel once you hit your late 30s and become barren. I would invest in Purina stock if I was you. No man will want you once you're walled out and stalled out. You're already a fatty, and good luck with that career of yours, because that's the only thing you will have. Women Pots, and I put a link in there to this Family Guy video where on 9/11, Peter Griffin comes up to his wife and watches the planes crashing into the World Trade Center and says, you know, women pilots. If you get pregnant, I'd urge you to put that kid up for adoption, because many couples who cannot have kids would be grateful if they could adopt one. I would urge against abortions because abortions cause things like cervical cancer, so I wouldn't be too upset if you did get cancer. Have a good life, sweetheart. And that's it. That's pretty much it for the video. You know, just another dumb bitch, another vile, filthy, white, race-hating, self-hating, female, busted-out cunt. And, you know, I'm going to put a picture in there of her. And let me tell you something. The bitch is fucking fat. She's a fat fucking hog. All right? And she's not really, like, morbidly obese, but she's skinny fat. What I mean is she looks relatively skinny. I say relatively. I could go anywhere. But the fact is she doesn't have any muscle on her body. She just looks like this fat, double-chin slop hog. And she claimed in some of her other comments that she was 23, but in reality, she looks more like she's fucking 53. She's just a fucking stalled out, walled out, fat fucking pig, and she thinks her shit doesn't stink at 23, and she thinks she's the fucking toast of the town because she goes to a gym, and the same gym Gerner Hergerfergen goes to, and somehow in her infantile brain, that equates that she's going to be just as badass of a kickboxer as he is. Now, I wouldn't want to fuck with Gerner Hergerfergen, but her, she kicks me, I'm going to hit her back. And, you know, here's the deal. You know, I got into a fight with this one guy, and he was kind of like this 98-pound weakling type of guy, and he was doing all this karate shit on me, and this is when I was in the Navy and I was much younger. You know, his punches and his kicks are just bouncing off of me, and then I just kind of cocked back, launched on him, punched him in the face, and just kept hitting him, and he had to pull a pocket knife out of me. So just because you can kickbox and do all that shit doesn't mean you're going to be able to take a man down, sweetheart. So once again, you know, stupid cunt is a stupid cunt. I kind of like these sometimes because I don't have to go looking for material. It comes to me. Anyway, this is Grizzly 907 LA. I'm reporting from behind enemy lines. Rate, comment, and subscribe, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.